So, some Sloppy Joe's news. Since episode 300, we've just dialed it back a little bit to one episode a week, and we're looking at some great changes for October. But pretty much everything is going to stay the same with us lot here in the room, your favourite sloppers. We're going to make sure that the episode we put out once a week on a Friday is the best we can be. So we're going to focus our attention on just one Friday episode a week. However, the first week every month will be live on YouTube. So it'll be a sort of interactive, you get along with everything we're talking about, a sort of mega episode. But we will make sure every episode is lengthy. So you won't be cutting back on too much of the actual podcast that you know and love. It's just going to be landed in one place once a week.
And that is where the Patreon comes in as well, because the Patreon is getting a massive facelift.
Huge.
So instead of down the months where, because we've been filming two episodes in one day, we've been trying to do two a week, we've neglected the Patreon basically, and it's not right. We want to make the Patreon the big focus of the podcast. So we're going to be doing two extra Patreon podcasts per month. Mm-hmm. They're exclusive to Patreon, ad-free. Everything on there will be ad-free. We're also going to be doing at least one special per month as well, starting with Dom's Come Down With Me coming up.
Yes.
The start of October. That's been filmed. That's been recorded.
It's so good, by the way. You're going to love it.
It's fantastic. And we're going to be doing that every single month.
What else, Joe?
All sorts. So we're going to have some Patreon exclusive features, including the return of the 9 out of 10 club, suggested every single week by patrons. Mm. Loads of new stuff and exclusive stuff coming to the patron as well to support the people that have supported us so much. And of course, they will still have the discounts on merchandise, early access to all of the podcasts that we put up, but much, much more as well. We want to make sure the Patreon is value for money and actually a place where people can get the best Sloppy Joe's content available.
When we do live shows as well, we'll be the first to grab some tickets. But yeah, you're right. And it's that connection that we want to build up and make it stronger. So for example, the 9 out of 10 club now living on Patreon means that if those little crisp flavours or your favourite biscuits or chocolate bars or dishes that we've never tried before, you think they'd be great for the 9 out of 10 club, we're asking you lot to suggest it. And that's where we'll eat it. That's where we'll put it on. So you'll know firsthand if you got in or not. So that all of it's very exciting.
It's very, very exciting. So longer episodes for the public and more Patreon content. If you want to join the Patreon and you haven't already, the link is in the description. Starting off at the start of October, we'll be coming out with Come Down With Me, and Patreon 2.0 will be coming as well. If you're already a patron, this is for you, because this is, you know, something that we want to do for a long time. And we think after episode 300, it's the perfect time to properly get stuck in and do it properly.
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. Hope you're getting on alright. The OG Sloppers here for you, Joe Smith, hello.
Ooh.
Isn't that like some sort of Illuminati sign?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, is that the... I remember there's a conspiracy that Paul McCartney once went on a chat show and did a funny sign with his hands, and people think of him as... Anyway, Ethan James is in the corner. Hey. Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Ethan.
Oh, yes. How are we all
doing? No, no, you do as well.
Doing well.
You
just did the Mr. Burns.
Yes, well, I saw this. It was recently Elon Musk and Donald Trump were doing this at Charlie Kirk's service. We both sat there next to this, and everyone's going... Everyone wants us to look at Trump and Kirk, Trump and Musk being next to each other, but actually we should be looking at the hand gestures they're doing, so that's interesting.
The thing that I don't understand with all this stuff is, so for me, if I was doing an Illuminati sign, whatever, if that's what I was doing, I don't
know. Yeah, the little square thing.
Yeah, if I was doing that and I was in the Illuminati, that would be interesting news, because I'm not someone that should be in any kind of elite group of power, am I?
You know what I mean? No, it would be interesting though if you were pulling the strings.
But clearly I'm not.
I'd wonder why certain things were the way they were.
The thing that I don't understand about, like, oh my God, have you seen Musk and Trump's hand gestures? We already know they run the world. So the idea that they need a hand gesture to go, oh, Trump and the richest man, the president of America and the richest man on the planet have got some power.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they've just revealed it. We know anyway.
The
Illuminati or not, they're clearly pretty powerful people that can control what happens in the world. You don't need a hand gesture to confirm that.
One of the things that was big in my life when the internet was kicking around, you know.
Still is.
The internet was first coming into my life. Dial-up internet was funny videos.
Yeah.
Rude stuff and Illuminati videos.
Yeah, that triangle with the eye in it.
Yeah.
That was big.
I remember, and I might have told this on the podcast already, because we are 3 years in, so I might repeat stuff, but I was deep into an Illuminati video about who runs the world and different hand signs and stuff, and, you know, little things about Denver Airport, you know, being massive. And then it talked about the headquarters of the Illuminati in the United Kingdom and a very dramatic build-up, and we did some sort of like a Google Maps effect. Do you know where you sort of go over the top of the UK?
Yeah.
And then
we're going to decide. We're going to land where it is.
It honed in closer and closer and closer. And it was Stockport. It was the pyramid.
Which at the time was what? An insurance company?
An insurance company. The home of the Illuminati. I was stunned.
It's literally just the shape, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just because it was a pyramid. I was like, oh my God.
And it's the Bass Pro Fishing Shop in America as well that's that shape.
Yeah,
it's
and, like
Montana
now,
or something.
And now it's an all-you-can-eat curry restaurant. Who, by the way, so if you don't know, we have in Stockport for some reason a massive pyramid.
Yeah.
And there was going to be five built originally.
And a Sphinx.
No Sphinx. There was going to be five pyramids built on that site, but the council lost confidence in it and just built one.
Well, is that why they didn't even finish the top of it?
No, the top is finished.
No, it's not.
It is finished.
It's not.
Put a picture in now. I'll take a picture on my walk. It's finished.
It's not. Let me show you.
It's not empty at the top.
No, but it's not a pyramid. Because if you look at this, right? So a pyramid goes all the way to the top straight up.
That, there must have been some reason why
it gets cut
that.
Away and
yeah,
then it gets cut
okay,
away again.
Okay, you're right.
Do you know what I mean?
I just want to talk to you about that Stockport pyramid. Its capacity is 2,000 seats for all you can eat Indian
food. And is this just ground floor or is there multiple floors?
Ground floor. I think there is a wedding reception area above it, 500 capacity. Have you been on its website?
No.
You can see, you know, unfortunately at the time of recording we can't because it's not open yet, but you can see like a live view count of who is in there. And they have like a
pure gym.
They have like a traffic light system of to say how busy it is or not.
Do they?
On Saturday, they announced that they were completely full. And they announced that on the Thursday. They said, don't even bother coming. We're full.
2,000 people.
Constantly throughout the day, that is, by the way.
Oh my God.
Eating curry.
Well, the reports were like, I'm just throwing numbers at you, but like, I heard anywhere from 2 million to 10 million that they'd spent doing this place out.
Mm.
How many curries do you have to sell?
They've earned that back.
No, they haven't. Not yet, they haven't. Surely not.
Oh, they've earned that back. They've earned that back.
What, in 4 months?
Of course they've earned that back.
Do you think?
How much profit on one person who goes there and spends £30 minimum, by the way?
So I think average profit, because obviously me and you, Ethan maybe to a lesser extent, they aren't making money on us, and we will make sure of that. I will have so many Tikka King prawns that place will be a net loss when I go.
So,
the only reason I'm going.
It's 30 quid
money.
For an adult. Let's do some maths on this, right? If they make, what, 5 quid profit on every adult, would you say? Or
yeah,
is that...
Let's say 8 quid profit on every
adult. Okay, so...
So 2,000 adults times 8, that's obviously
right.
16 grand profit.
So,
just before drinks.
Yeah.
So they're probably making 15 quid profit on every adult.
15 quid profit on every adult.
But then that's before you're paying the chefs, you're paying the ground.
No,
rent.
No, because that's what profit is, Joe. That's
okay.
What we want. Fucking hell. No, he's fucking off his head, isn't he? That's what profit is. It's not Dragon's 10 years.
I thought you just
and that's what you're council target. Yes, profit!
Okay. Sorry. I thought you just meant on the like, this wine cost
no.
Pay, 4 quid. With
all in.
Okay, all in. So let's say they're making 7 quid ahead.
7 quid ahead.
Yeah.
Right, okay, and we reckon it costs £10 million to make, okay? They need a million people to visit.
Right.
To make a profit. Do they?
How's that maths come out?
1,428,000.
1.5 million people.
1.5 million people.
But then it'll be more than that for some. And obviously we've tried to do an average there. But
how many people are going a day?
The thing is, if you buy a squirty Coke, that's almost all profit. They're probably charging £3.50 for a pint of Coke.
Yeah.
And that is genuinely costing them 20p, 25p. That's one of the highest
markup. 10 million quid yet.
I don't think they will have yet. But they've probably got like a 2, 5, 10 year plan. But then, let's chuck the weddings in.
The weddings are big.
Because what are you spending? 10 grand on a wedding?
Huge. Even more.
Also, I was reading about this recently. When big businesses buy things and stuff, don't you like go to the bank and you just pay with debt and then it's fine?
It's like that world that we're not allowed to.
There is a murky world of.
See, that's the Illuminati world for me.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm going to buy this, based on the assets that I own. But it's not. I'm not actually going to pay for it, so I don't pay any tax. I just sort of counterweight the stuff I already own.
Because
you don't pay tax on debt, do you?
That's Musk. Yeah. That's what Musk does, that, what you said, paying with your assets, where you say, I've got so much or whatever, I'll put this in. Are you happy with this bank? You know I've got this like net worth behind me. Like, yeah, you could do what you want.
Do you have many assets, Ethan?
No, I don't.
What would be your top three most valuable assets that you own?
I once had an argument with a friend about this who was drunk riveting. Said to me
some of the nights out Ethan has. It's all
well, argues about anything, doesn't he? He's had a few drinks. He'll argue about assets.
He'll argue about what assets he owns.
It was I was out. This is like a few years ago. It was during the Euros in 2021. He started like saying to us, "Oh, my assets are worth more than yours." I was like, don't speak to me like that. Like, I don't care.
How did that come into?
Yeah, what
a strange thing to say.
Can be quite boasting about paying stuff.
No,
this person.
Did you fight back by listing some of your?
No,
key
I said
assets.
Fuck off. But I don't really. I have a car.
That's definitely
that's
number
good.
One.
That's high. That's decent. That is good. So what are we talking there? Three, four.
It's good car, you know. It's his nan's old Mini.
Yeah, it is good
car.
It's just old, but like it's probably like with its mileage and stuff, it's probably 10 grand worth of value. But if I was to sell it, I'd probably get like 2-3 grand.
What about if I give you 3? Buy it tomorrow.
I don't think I could ever sell that car.
No.
So you're gonna run that car into the ground?
I think so.
Yeah, try and get 200,000 miles out of it.
Yeah.
So what, a second after that haircut cost a pretty penny.
Oh, it looks awful at the minute, doesn't it?
What about any appliances in your house? Telly?
Telly was cheap, 120 quid from Argos.
It's dropping quick, this, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I don't really...
gone from a 10
fair,
grand...
I've got an Oral-B toothbrush that changes colour depending on how hard you're brushing your gums, which was...
That's not bad. So what's that worth? Probably 80 quid?
No, about 45.
Okay, so it goes car, toothbrush, and then probably just...
A spatula or something.
Probably just something you got from Tesco that's edible in the fridge.
Do you have a slow cooker?
No, I used to have a George Foreman, but it got nicked.
What?
No, stop. Hold the phone.
What?
No one has ever had their George Foreman nicked.
Well, I couldn't find it when I moved out of house, everyone. Then I went to go visit my mates in the day, opened the cupboard trying to find a cup, and there was my George Foreman stored away.
And it had your mum's handwriting on the back. It's Ethan's Please Do Not Touch.
It was signed and everything, so I knew it was mine.
Did you confront
her? Did you not say, fucking, give me it back?
I went, hold on, what's going on here? And I was quickly counting with, we do use it most days, Ethan. I was like,
hold on, what does that mean?
Yeah. Who cares?
Who are these people? What are they called?
It's the friends. Like,
Wob's
house, yeah, but it was Ryan who defended
it. Go round and Wob it back.
Wob it back.
Very nice.
That's fun.
No wonder it's called Wob.
Do you know what the kids are doing these days? Speaking of like cooking appliances, they're air frying the conkers.
The bollocks?
Not the bollocks. The conkers. Remember you used to put your conkers in the oven?
Yeah.
They're air frying them now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So it gets that firm crisp but in half the time.
It's fucking belting.
Have you got an air fryer, haven't you?
Yeah, I love it. It's been going for 10 years. And I've started back collecting conkers. Because I forgot how joyful it was.
Should we do a conkers?
Should we conker off? But a week from now, we all have time to go find some conkers.
Is there some local to us? Is there some horse chestnut trees near us?
There must be.
Where have you been getting them from then?
What?
Where have you been getting them?
Never you mind.
You've got a guy.
I'm not fucking telling you, am I?
Not Ricky Tan.
Ricky, he does sell conkers, but I wouldn't get any of him. You don't know where they've been. Your methods. Do you remember collecting conkers, Ethan?
Well, my mum's old school that she worked at. They had like loads of conker trees like leading up to the building. It was beautiful. And I remember I got a full Sainsbury's bag and I filled it up to the brim. Wow. And it was so heavy. I like drag it around on the floor.
Did you share any out?
I don't know.
Tight, isn't he? He's a greedy boy.
Yeah.
Should we get into Breaking Joe's and what we've been doing this week?
This was a sort of pre-Breaking Joe's, wasn't it? Let's get into Breaking Joe's.
Breaking Joe's! Joe, we missed you last week. Yeah. You were on your travels.
I was in Cornwall.
Oh.
They call it the Cornwall of the England.
Who does?
Ah.
Do they still want...
Go on.
Independence?
I think you're thinking of about 600 years ago.
I heard that there's still a fair whack of people who want independence.
I get it, but sometimes I just think, just shut up. let's start off by having something to do.
I'm sure they've got an MP who's...
I'm sure they have people like Enda Scotland are interested. There's been a long history over in Ireland of that kind of stuff, and I get it, and I do get it for lots of different reasons. But at some point, I just think...
Do you think they stop people like you coming
in? Why have they got a better claim than, like, Yorkshire or Lancaster?
No.
I just think... Just
Liverpool, Scouse, not English.
Yeah, all that stuff. Just be all right.
Do you think Newcastle would be all right as independent?
No. None of these places would be. It's not how the world works. I mean, it's nice to have your own identity. You'd be proud, but... Yeah, well, Scotland could be okay because of the... fishing industry and stuff like that.
Oil as well.
Oil,
And the nuclear deterrence.
Yeah, but they're not going to be there anymore, are they?
Aren't going to be there? Who's not going to be there? The oil's not going to move, is it?
Yes, well, I wasn't talking about oil.
Fishies don't know about the independent thing.
Do you think that if Scotland left the UK, Keir Starmer would leave all of the UK's nuclear bombs in a foreign country?
Yeah, but then Scotland would be like, come get them. Then it's a war.
Yeah, let's do that. That's the one thing Scotland needs, is an immediate nuclear war with their nearest neighbour.
We're the ones panicking because they put all the nukes.
Yeah, but we can control them. Just point it, instead of facing up, just face straight down.
If you had something Scotland. Like that, and you fucking hell, they could set it off, where would you hide it?
You'd have to
bury it deep, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like Thunderbird. Yeah, just do Thunderbird style. Just bury it as deep as you can. Blow up the centre of the earth, set off all the volcanoes in the world and win that way. So anyway, my trip to Cornwall.
Sorry about that.
Lovely. What a place.
Drive though, isn't it?
It's a big drive. And you know what? I've told you this before. Lizzie normally drives over me. Because it's her car.
She drives over
longer.
Where are you?
Yeah, it's a sexual play that we have. Where I get tied up in a big sort of cling film wrap. And then she reverses the car over me. Over my throat. I
thought you were walking funny.
Yeah. Anyway, Lizzie, I've told you this before, Lizzie's catchphrase when she wants to drive is, I just want to get there. Which implies that obviously I'm driving, I just want to get there. Well, you got to remember, I only passed my driving test 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
So for a large portion of that, Lizzie had like 10 years over me. I mean, she still does that. That time is
going never, yeah.
But the multiplier is getting smaller.
Unless she gets disqualified.
Of course. But the multiplier is getting smaller. So there was a time where she had 1,000x more experience than me. Now it's only 5x. Mm. And I'm chipping away at that year by year. So, but this, I drove the entire journey.
Amazing.
All 500 miles.
So it's about 5 hours away, isn't it?
It's 5 hours away if all you do is go 80 miles an hour and never stop. Realistically, it's about 7 to 8 hours away. We start off at 6:30 in the morning. So we start. We did a classic three-stop system. Two-stop on the way there. It was all the way down to Gloucester for your first stop, 2.5 hours. Then it was the next stop, another 1.5 hours to Exeter. Now we're deep in sort of Devon country.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been under London.
Have you not? Under London.
I've been to Dover once.
There you go. And I guess France and Spain.
Yeah, but I meant in the UK.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I couldn't look at the map of the UK and get all the towns and cities up and gone, I'm just Dover.
What have you just said? Right, Ethan, let's bring this down.
This is a professional radio host.
Right, I couldn't get up a map.
I've said a lot of words today.
And say, oh, just.
No, no, right. I can't point. If you got me a map out.
Yes.
And I look under London, okay.
Under London, south of London.
South of London.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you where else I've been.
Just this, here's another thing. North isn't up and south isn't down.
What?
North doesn't mean up. And south doesn't mean down.
But why?
Because up and down are independent of north and south. The South Pole isn't lower than us. It's not down. It's just south.
You're just being pedantic now.
No, I'm not. Because first of all, it depends.
So what's up then?
The sky!
Would you say you were going north, though?
No.
Would you say that, Ethan?
If I was going to Newcastle, I'd be going north.
So where does...
So when do you think planes are 35,000 feet north of here? Clearly not.
Yeah.
Because, well, no, 35,000 feet north of here would be the Lake District.
So what if I got a compass out?
It's... Right.
What would it say?
Up.
What would it say if it I tilted it that way?
It would show the direction that north was.
And it would point up.
It wouldn't point up.
So who's
up.
Lying? You are the compass.
Forward for starters.
Who's lying? You are a compass.
You don't know what up means. Because a globe, the way
he does look like the boy from Up, though. So
you might because a globe is oriented like it has to be. We have to decide some way to orient a map and a globe. We have north at the top side and south at the bottom. But if you think of the universe, there's no like up and down in the universe. So we've just decided that that's the
way. Yeah, we've decided.
But if every map...
Like we decided
around,
that these are called hands. So why are you going, why are you talking this? You're kicking off with something that's already been decided.
No.
North's up, down, south's down.
No. We've decided that north is printed at the top of a map.
Yeah, so let it be. That's up then.
But it's not up.
So it's the top.
No, but only because that's how we print it. It doesn't have to be like that. Like, if you read words left to right, but if you were reading in Arabic, you'd read right to left. One isn't, like, forward and one isn't backwards. It's just the way we happen to print it.
And do other places in the world tip it upside down?
I don't know, but I tell you what I do know, and I didn't know this till recently. Think of a map now, printed out, squashed out, yeah? What is in the dead centre of that map?
I think it's...
Africa.
I think it's us.
And therefore...
South Africa.
No, us. We're in the middle. We're in that middle line.
Because that's our map.
Because that's our map. But we're not in the middle of the world. Are we? When you go to... If you get
yeah, but that's
map,
why the time... We're in the middle of the time in the Greenwich Mean Time, aren't we? Bang.
If you get a Russian map, the map is skewed that way. And it might cut off a bit of America or whatever. No one's map has the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean in the middle of it, which takes up a third of the world's
surface.
So
what are you kicking off for here? Because I'm going down.
I'm not kicking off.
You are.
I'm just trying to just gently say, just so you know... South isn't down in any real sense of the word.
You're off your head.
Okay, sure.
You so picked anyway, me up on that.
No, I wasn't.
Everything I've ever said
it
on these podcasts.
I just thought it was quite interesting.
Saying south is down.
No, I don't mean to offend
so
you.
So what about if we said we're going up north? What's wrong with it? Can I not say
it's
that?
It's a nice colloquial term. It is. But also, so I've already called out one interesting point, haven't I? That up is skyward, first of all, and north, which can be literally at right angles to each other. So they can't both be up. Because if I said to you, we're going up, up, you might say, what, in the sky? Or up, as in to fucking...
So confused. Ethan, do you know what he's on about?
Yes, I do. However, I would also argue in, like, colloquial speak, if I was to say I'm going up to Newcastle this weekend, I'd say I'm going down to London the weekend after. Yeah. So I would use up and down
man,
and that
you?
Kind of... Well, I am, but I'm not doing either of those things, but that's how I would phrase it. I would say sometimes up to go north, and I would sometimes use down to go south.
Let's look at the map of the UK. Yeah. Under London... Under's a good word.
Under was where this all started, but yes, Karen.
Under London, I've only ever been to Dover.
Yeah.
Love in that.
I believe this is the founding point here. So anyway, so then we went there. Exeter Services. You've been to Gloucester Services or T-Bay Services?
Gloucester, yeah. It's
what how have they done that?
It's just great marketing.
But it's mad, isn't it? Because for those who haven't been, for those who aren't from the UK for starters, service stations generally are shit.
Yeah.
They're too busy. There's some not so good ones. But, like, they're too busy. It's all a mess. They look like they were sort of glued together as time goes on by a child. You'll have, like, an offshoot. You'll have a Costa in the services and then a drive-through Costa in the car park. The road doesn't make sense. Sometimes you'll end up back on the motorway without realising. And then you go to Gloucester and T-Bay, which are, like, the same thing, but at opposite end of the country.
Where would you... Sorry, is one up and one... Down
did I say that?
No, I'm just asking.
One south, one's north.
One south, one's north.
Sure.
But that's just because we've said...
So. They look like a sort of Hobbit / Teletubby world. It's like a lovely thing covered in grass, covered in foliage. It's like a farm shop. Everything's too expensive, but so is it every service station. It's like a lovely dining room.
It's
like
nice.
Homemade sausage rolls. There's a butcher's in there.
It's good gear.
It's really good gear.
Nice. Expensive,
it's,
though.
It is expensive. But it's not cheap at any services, is it? You're still spending £5.85 on a sandwich. Like a meal deal sandwich at WH.
But it's too big. It's very busy now, isn't
it's
it?
Very busy.
Because it's become what services shouldn't have become.
Destination.
A destination.
Yeah. And we were there.
It's where people go.
We were there as a destination.
So I feel sorry for the ones before and after.
But they should just step the game up.
There's another one. No. After. Where's after Gloucester Services? No one knows.
Southbound. Yeah, I don't know. Strensham.
Have you ever been to one of them, Ethan? TB or Gloucester?
I have. I can't recall the different ones. You're kind of blend into one.
Well, no, they don't, because this, the whole point we're making is that these two don't blend in.
So, like you said, I just can't,
I'm intrigued. If you stopped at a services, because he's not allowed on long drives after dark.
Yeah.
His mum won't let him.
That's true.
He's 27 years old. 26. If you, 26. If you were driving a long distance, do you purposely stop by seeing what the services have to offer? Would that intrigue you if there was a Burger King or a KFC or McDonald's?
No,
that's food.
I feel like it slows you down. I just want to get there. The only time I would enjoy a service station is on an away day with the football, which I've not done for a while. And just all day eating takeaways, KFC for breakfast, McDonald's for dinner. And then you have another KFC. That's great, that, isn't it?
Toon getting slapped a boot for
two
dinner.
Two KFCs for dinner. So you're not too fussed about services.
But you wouldn't do a six-hour drive, no services, would you? You're going to need a wee. You might want a coffee.
I try and avoid these kind of unnecessary trips. But if I...
It's called his holiday.
Yeah. It was a week in Cornwall, wasn't it?
It was a week
we didn't just go, touch Gloucester Services, get back in the car and drive home.
I think trains exist.
They do exist, yeah.
How long would a train be to Cornwall, though?
I don't know, but it certainly cost a lot. And also, what we're going to do with a week's worth of luggage?
Well,
the car was full of stuff.
It would be like 8 hours, actually, because do you remember Alexia worked here? He used to do that. You had to get a change. It's about 8 hours.
Yeah, huh?
So there you go. Anyway, so we did that. I don't even know if I got to the holiday yet.
Yeah.
We get there. It's the day of the Manchester Derby. That's the first day. So amazing. We arrive about 3 o'clock, kickoffs at 4:30. So it took us from 6 a.m. What's that? 9 hours basically to get there. But with a couple of stops, one of them we sat in and had a meal.
Are the dogs allowed in service stations then?
Well, they're allowed in the main foyer bit. Then there's a line. No dogs past this line. So we had to put her back in the car.
Is there someone there with fucking...
Well, someone told us off. No dogs past that line, please. No dogs past that line.
Really?
That's rude.
Yeah, piss off.
That is rude.
Farm shop wanker.
You should have got on all fours and pretended to be one. See what you would have said there.
Yeah, piss my ass.
Piss on.
Piss on the floor. Piss on the breakfast. So the dog's in there, had that. Got to the Airbnb, lovely. It's called the Annex. So it's like a little kind of, it's got a little driveway. I guess it maybe in the past would have been a garage, but I think they've knocked that down and built like a little purpose-built kitchen, mini sort of dining room.
Oh, lovely.
Bedroom, conservatory out the back. Everything you could possibly need. Lovely stuff. And it's one of them where they text you before you get in your olive oils, your salts, your peppers.
Oh, you need that.
We're going to give you your essentials.
There's nothing worse than rocking up and no salt and pepper.
Very sharp knife set as well, which you never get. It was the Airbnb, spotless, beautiful. However, the only issue was, I'm trying to get the game on, obviously, biggest game of the season so far. The internet, has gone down to 1.5 megabytes per second.
From what do you need?
You'd probably, for a stable connection, anything over kind of 5 and you might be all right. Realistically, you're going to want 10s, your 20s, your 30s, your 50s. Give me an 100 so Lizzie can, you know, stream 90 Day Fiancé at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But we cannot get a stable connection. It's the circle of doom. And I'm panicking. I'm really panicking. So I messaged the host of the Airbnb and said, do you know any local pubs that might have the game on? Struggling with the internet at the minute.
How long have you got left, by the way, until it comes on?
So it's now about sort of 20 past four.
10
minutes. Because we got everything in, you unpack stuff, you know, it takes you 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get.
Quick poo. Was the toilet all right this time? Poo.
Beautiful toilet.
You had a problem in Athens, didn't you?
Yeah, no, that was all good this time. We don't have to call anyone out.
Right.
But we've got about 10 minutes till the game kicks off. And they message, and it becomes clear that they know Stretford Panic. The host of Airbnb knows Stretford Panic.
This can go one or two ways.
Yeah. And in particular, their children are aware of Stretford Panic and are fans of potential.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Did they invite you to their house?
They invited me to their house.
Did they really?
They did.
Like fucking, like a personal watch along.
Yes. So.
You didn't go round.
What am I going to do? He said, feel free to come around here.
I could.
Well, obviously, you don't know what, because you don't know what they're going to be like. You don't know what the situation is going to be like. You don't know how sort of whatever anything's
like,
going to be.
Like Alan Partridge, where he goes around, there's just like posters of you everywhere.
What made you think they knew who you were?
I've muddled the story a little bit. It was somehow in the correspondence leading up to us getting there, it came up about. Somehow Lizzie had mentioned it,
trying to get a bit of a discount.
No, nothing like that.
You put it off the back of
the I think Lizzie said, "Oh, as long as we can stream the football or something." Yeah. A United fan. Oh, Joe. Yeah, Joe does this. Oh, we might be aware of him. So we go round next door, and they are lovely.
Really good. That was good.
Really nice. They'd lived in Stockport.
Fucking hell.
I don't want to give too much information away about them, obviously, no one's going to know who they are, where they are. They had a very good knowledge of Stockport in the area. Their kids were watchers of Stretford Paddock.
Great.
He got me a little beer to watch the game with. And we watched it and we chatted. And again, I don't know how much I should say. I don't want to give anything away.
Why? What are you going to say?
No, it's not nice.
No, it doesn't sound like
it. The lady who was the... You know, there's a couple. The lady.
Why are you getting yourself into a hole?
Taught Jisung Park English.
How good is that? I would have never guessed.
You never would have guessed that. So she's not just Jisung Park, but like a whole generation of United Academy and youngsters that came through. And didn't speak English particularly well. She taught them all
wow,
English.
Wow, that's amazing.
So there was a great connection there. It was obviously United lost the game. It was terrible.
It's a
shame. Had a pint of tribute. Came back with some Carlin, which is a shame. But I struggle with ales these days, as you know.
Did they give you any snacks or anything?
Well, he'd made a lovely pork Wellington, and he offered us some. But I said, "Oh, I can't," because Lizzie's vegetarian, so I'd just be eating pork Wellington, and they're not hungry for dinner. But they offered everything.
I'd have tried a little bit of pork Wellington because I'm very intrigued. What kind of pork did they use?
I'm guessing loin.
Yeah, you'd but have to be a loin.
I don't know.
It'd have to be a loin.
It sounded delicious.
And would they have wrapped it in like your pancetta, like you normally do?
Again, I didn't.
Again, Joe, just fucking say yes.
Is there a mushroom duck cell on there?
I would have. Well, oh yeah. Well,
so they had a Port Wellington, but they're really nice people,
Wellington.
And it was great. Obviously, United lost the game heavily, which was disappointing. But thank you again to them for having me.
Was that your last encounter, or did you meet them along
the
way?
No, that was the last encounter. They said, "We'll leave you alone now." I said, "You don't need to leave me alone."
There was a couple of moments your blinds were twitching, weren't they?
They were really good, really nice. And then obviously we went out to seaside, loads of walks with the dog.
Yeah, what'd you do then in Cornwall?
It's a lot of seaside walks, but it's very hilly. Right. But then I realised that when you think about it, all coastal places are really hilly.
Hmm.
Or like cliffs.
I wouldn't
and
say
stuff,
that.
But quite a high proportion of them are. And then I thought, it's obvious why.
No, it's not. you talk shy?
Why? Right, I've got a question.
I've gone to Liverpool. I go to Blackpool, yeah. Southport. They are not hilly.
Formby is in Liverpool.
Formby is. Okay. Not everywhere, but why, by
not
definition,
hilly.
Are coastal towns and coastal areas, and Cornwall, the whole thing's coastal, why are they hilly? Or likely to have like cliffs or whatever? Go on.
I can guess.
I can guess as well.
Go on then, why?
Well, it's to do with rising sea levels, isn't it?
Go on.
No, it's not. Is it not?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I haven't Googled this. I'm working it out.
Go on, tell me.
Because, why do you think, Ethan?
I think, obviously, as the sea keeps bringing in stuff, eventually it keeps bringing in, like, more ground and land and
fuck
stuff.
Fuck off! Are you talking shit?
You think the hills in Cornwall have been brought in by the sea?
They
haven't washed up. The Great Cliffs of Dover didn't wash up.
Well, it might be to do with tectonic plates.
As it broke off from other bits of land.
Well, no, because other... Right, so obviously areas around the sea have to be hilly, because otherwise they'd be underwater. Do you get what I mean?
Oh, shit! No. What are you on about?
Because if they were at sea level, for instance, they wouldn't be out of the sea. Because there's land underneath all the water. The only thing that makes an island or a country or a continent not be under the sea is that it's more raised up than the land around it.
I don't know, because it has to be. Places like Dublin or whatever, they're on the sea. There's not really many big hills around.
No, but obviously it's of a higher elevation than the seabed, because otherwise if it was there, the water would go on it. Do you know what I mean? You have to have some separation of altitude.
Oh, right, okay.
Because otherwise,
right,
it would be underwater. Do you know what I mean?
But Grimsby's hardly hilly. It's very flat.
I'm not saying everywhere is like hilly, but it's often we'll see. And I know the cliffs in particular come from erosion and stuff getting knocked off. But you have to have. It's quite likely for there to be hills.
So you'll think they're the defences, otherwise.
Because otherwise it'd be underwater, wouldn't it?
The UK.
Because every bit of the ocean has got ground underneath it at some point. If that ground was higher, like look, think of Hawaii. The only reason that's out of the sea in the middle of the Pacific Ocean is because it's a volcano. So there's an added altitude or elevation, and it pops up out. It puts its chin up.
It puts its chin up.
And therefore, it's really hilly, because otherwise it would be underwater.
Someone will tell us.
And that has to be right.
That has to be.
Do you know what I mean? Do you get me? I've never even considered it. There you go. So a lot of walking. A lot of clocking your 10,000 step Arinskis.
I love clocking my 10,000 steps.
Yeah, me too. A few fish and chips. One good, one not so good.
Do they do your extras down there, like your curry sauces and that?
They do all that stuff, yeah.
Is it good?
The curry sauce was a bit different. It was a fruitier curry sauce.
Ooh.
And it was all right. We went to one place that was like, do you know, and this is obviously a bad sign. I should have spotted it. Written on the wall in like modern paint was like voted best chip shop in the country, and you think that's not what the best ones do. The best ones aren't singing it from the rooftops like that. Especially not written in like a modern paint like pub style. And they were
so
all right. The chips were a bit
over so you
hard.
Wouldn't concur with that? They weren't.
Nah, it was fine. Shit. But Falmouth is lovely.
Nice.
Perranporth still holds its own. That beach bar. Oof. Yes,
never been. I wish you'd try. I should try it.
You'd like Cornwall. You'd love Cornwall.
Do you think? Why would I love it? Why?
So, loads of really good old pubs.
Oh, I do.
Everywhere.
Like
there's
pubs.
All little walking between pubs and stuff. Loads of cool pubs. Obviously, the just Cornish pasties coming out of every orifice.
Yeah. They're good down there, yeah.
They're doing pretty well. I think they've got one of the original recipes. I don't know where they're invented, but they're certainly good at
it. It's around.
And also, really good places to walk the dog. Good dog walking, yep. Great pubs, great, you know, decent food. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Went to a fish restaurant as well called Mackerel Sky near Penzance. These were some sriracha prawns.
They looked delicious.
They were fantastic.
Yeah, do you suck the head off?
Suck the head off.
Even, do you like a prawn with a shell on?
It annoys me. It's too fiddly. Too much of a pain in the arse. Just get out the shell.
Sure. Yeah, just purify it and drink it as well, why don't you? That was a mackerel with beetroot and horseradish.
Oh, that does sound nice.
That was fantastic.
Really good.
Then, this is obviously just, we can all see what that is. A lovely battered haddock with the best tartar sauce I've ever had. My mouth's watering.
Great,
and then this was just called local whitefish with a bit of samphire and some capers.
Samphire. Now,
go on.
Is that recently been invented?
I mean, it's a plant. So
I found it everywhere recently.
But it has come into the consciousness, hasn't it?
Morrison's can't sell you samphire quick enough. I think there's been too much.
You think we've over samphired?
Big time.
You play with samphire, you get burned.
Yeah, you bloody do. when you were away, yeah. You missed Manchester Wingfest.
Well, let's talk about what you've been up to then. So the holiday was fantastic. Lizzie, classic. Dog, absolutely stellar performance. All three of them. Well done.
Do you want to make of that? We'll move on. Manchester Wingfest took over for 2025.
Hello.
It's been great. We had a nice time. We're still in the old Victorian baths, which is such a weird sort of... It's such an interesting place because obviously it's such a gorgeous room built in the 1800s.
And then filled by disgusting pigs.
Sort of. But I know what you mean.
I was messing about.
Just like dirty, like, boys.
It's just big boys sucking
drinking
beef.
Drinking beer and sucking off chicken wings. It's like, this is crazy. Yeah. But I had a great time this last week. So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, tale of... It was like a sunshine sandwich. Really okay. An okay day on Friday.
What's a sunshine sandwich?
I'm going to tell you. Okay day on Friday, it's dry, so everyone's outside enjoying a little bit of dry.
Enjoying a little bit of dry.
Saturday just didn't stop raining.
I'm driving home, didn't stop raining. Yeah.
Too much. Sunday, lovely day. Mm. Lovely. So the event happened Friday night, then there's two sessions on the Saturday and a session on the Sunday. Now, Dom's not here to tell his side of the story, but Dom didn't respond to us about when he was coming. He rocked up. Now, bearing in mind, Sunday, you can come between 12 and 5 o'clock. He rocked up 3:30 for an hour and a half.
Okay.
And he was upset with Ethan.
Why?
Because Ethan ate all of his tokens.
Ate his tokens?
I wouldn't eat tokens, they're plastic.
You've eaten his tokens?
Well, what happened was, I rocked up 2 days.
Came to 2 days?
Did you?
I did the Friday evening.
Sorry about that.
And the Saturday during the daytime. So when I rocked up on the Friday, I brought my mate Matt along. And when we went
Matt Alan, no, you're wrong. Move on.
No, sorry, it wasn't Matt Alan. So when we went to the front, we got a token for our hat. And as of last year, we got a few drinks tokens and some wings tokens. I said, he just gave us a hat. And I was like, oh, it's all right if we get the other ones as well. Because you can see the tokens laid there, and we're on the guest list. And he went, oh, no, mate, sorry, you're not down for any of these things. So I felt very silly.
Do you know what, actually? I'm going to say this. Two cheeky bastards, both Ethan and Dom. Right, yeah. I've sorted them out. And last year, Ethan misremembered that I actually give them tokens that I get as a someone who is like a DJ there. So I give them tokens off my own back. This guy, and I nearly said the worst word of them all then, didn't even say hello. What, said, where are the tokens?
There.
No.
Oh.
I was worried.
It's
second,
not the so. worst word.
Yeah, that is
maybe,
the worst.
Maybe like the
worst,
fifth
word.
Worst.
No, the second worst. See, no, okay, yeah. Let me just figure out what number three is. Oh,
freedom.
I'm not getting away with number four either.
You almost called it probably the like fifth the fifth or sixth worst word there. Yeah, the worst word.
Because of a C.
The worst word of the not really bad words.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what the worst word is on the radio? CS.
Sucker.
No.
What?
You close. Cock.
Cocksucker. That's the worst word on the radio.
Well, no, I don't think they even include.
The C word is just like shut the studio down.
I don't even think they include all the really, like,
I mean, obviously,
instantly,
the racist words.
Instantly cancelable words.
Yeah.
Because I could say the C word right now, the fifth worst word of them all.
Yeah.
And yeah, YouTube won't like it, but we'd all get on with it.
Yeah.
And the Australians would love it.
The Australians would love it.
Did you hear the BBC Radio Derbyshire presenter the other day? He cut away and he was, and it like does the classic like jingle, like BBC Derbyshire. Oh, yeah. And whilst this is going on, he drops his coffee on him and he goes, fuck it out!
Screams. Oh, good. Well, I don't know.
So yeah, anyway, these two rock up to Wingfest and instantly
these
all
two
they do.
Suckers turn up at Wingfest.
And instantly what they do is ask, where are my tokens? They don't even say hello. They don't even like have anything nice to say.
Yeah.
You know, I know they sponsor the podcast Wingfest, but they do pay us to. It's not a freebie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get you in, and I get fucking six of his mates in.
Six? Oh, come on, Ethan, mate.
That's 150 out. Quid saved. Where are my tokens?
Three.
No, because on the Friday.
Four.
Friday you brought.
Friday brought Matt.
And your partner.
Yeah, no, and you had a George Foreman grill under your arm.
She bought a ticket.
On the Saturday, I brought my partner and two of the lads. So four overall, yes.
Who did you come with on the Friday?
And then anyway, it was so me as well. I had to come in twice, didn't
I? So that's six tickets.
And two for Dom, so that's eight.
Yeah.
It's a good bit of money. And so, well, he paid away my tokens. And I was going to give him tokens as soon as I saw him.
Yeah.
At my home, like, there they go. I've got some to go and get some wings and beers. I was so close to not giving him any.
I just went in his pocket and took them out. I had to snatch them from him.
Did he?
Sad that he
came in and mugged you?
Oh, yeah. Whilst I was working, busy. Anyway, it was a great weekend.
Was it?
All Wingfest, I've been saying, because I've been doing some DJ work underneath a balloon. And all Wingfest, whilst people are a bit pissed, I say this balloon takes off at 4 o'clock. And they love it.
Is that like your sort of big line?
Anyway, the wind was so bad, it did take off.
No, it didn't.
Oh, Saturday, ripped off, flew away.
Like
still
a trampoline
can't find it.
In a storm.
It still can't find it, like a trampoline in a storm.
So you literally blew the roof off? And
I literally blew the roof off. I mean, I wasn't outside at the time. But,
are you being serious?
Yeah, that balloon gone, completely gone.
That looked pretty fixated. I didn't even know if it was a real balloon.
Saturday was so hectic weather-wise that balloon took off.
Wow.
I'm not even joking there. It just went. Gone.
Really?
Couldn't find it. Apparently it was in some student halls a mile away. Imagine that coming into your house.
Well, yeah, they do do balloons in student halls.
Yes, they do.
That's where you get those little cartridges.
I had a nice day.
Was it good?
It was great fun.
Was there any new wing spaces?
There was 9 different vendors.
9?
Yeah.
There was more than that last time.
There's more than that, Joe.
Oh, maybe there's more than that, 10. I don't know. But there's only so many wings you can actually eat if you have 2 of each. They all sell 2 different ones.
Oh, yeah, it's plenty. I just thought, I remember there being more than 9 last time.
Beaver Town were the sponsors this year, so Neck Oil was on draft, which was nice. Yes, got stuck into that. Bingo was great this year, or as we call it, Wingo. There was a moment where...
Why do you call it that?
I sort of... Bingo at a wing festival.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So. We do roaming karaoke.
Oh,
I do feel sorry for this bit.
Winging karaoke.
Excuse me.
Chicken.
I do feel sorry for Ethan on this bit, but there was a moment in roaming karaoke where... We play 500 miles because everyone knows. Da, 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 da. Yeah. And if I come up to you with a microphone, I give you a beer if you sing. It's a good deal, isn't it?
It's a fantastic deal.
No one's really catching on to Wonderwall by Oasis.
It's too slow.
So I spot Ethan. And I run up to Ethan. And in front of him, must be about 300 people in the pool. Fair play to him. He stuck it out. He sang Wonderwall as loud as he could. And he got some free beer.
Did you?
I did. It was a bit.
Why do you look sort of so demoralised now?
Oh, I do. It was demoralising.
Because I saw him come up.
It was demoralising. I knew at the time. I felt so sorry for him. But I couldn't just die on my ass. I needed someone to help me out.
It was demoralising. It was so demoralising, yeah.
Because it's like you said, it's in these old baths. So he was climbing up the swimming pool, coming around the side. And I'm as far away as possible as I could be from Joe. And as soon as he comes up in there, I'm like, I know it's me. And he times it for the chorus that he lands at my feet. And he stayed with me a lot longer than anyone else.
I was just...
You had to do most of Be Here Now, didn't you, after that? Ethan did a 45-minute set. It's like Bob Dylan. That's unbelievable.
Hey, but the rest of it was good. Took them to Bunny Jackson's and
who?
Afterwards.
Took who there?
The Wingfest boys.
You took them to a wing restaurant?
They loved it.
Proper Boston's holiday, that,
it's
isn't
a tradition.
It?
8 years now they've been going.
So they set up a touring wing festival around the country. And you go, well done, lads. You've done it. Is that the last one of the year?
No, Sheffield's coming.
So there's one more, but penultimate one. Tell you what you lot need. Treat you to some cheap wings.
They can't get over it. They absolutely
can't get enough of them.
They love it. So that's where we went. Did you have a nice day after Wingfest, Ethan?
Arse-wise.
What are you trying to say?
The hot spice is all
right.
I'm just asking.
I'm shagging my mates, if that's what you're inferring.
Well.
So I on the Saturday, I didn't have as many because I already did a lot of wings on the Friday, so I think I only had about 6 wings, and alongside that maybe about 7 pints, and the beers they do at Wingfest is very strong. It's by Beaver Town, so it must pack a punch. Those pints must be at least 5.5-6%.
Oh yeah,
there's beaver in every bite, isn't there?
That's what they're saying.
When you drink it, you go, damn,
taste the beaver.
Ah, very good. Isn't Dan by a stray?
Oh, sorry, Dan.
It's good. Just a little joke. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Mine was quite good there as well.
What did you say, sorry?
Yeah, it's fine.
Because Dan produces Stray, the brewery.
Oh, yeah. I just brought beavers up because they also can mean honeys.
Yeah, that is. Next day, you all right then?
So, my goodness me. So, well, I must say, I had about 7 pints or whatever, and I got very drunk. And it got to the point, because all the lads came down from Newcastle, but they were going home at like 7 o'clock. So we went to the Irish bar in Northern Quarter, Nancy something, McGraw?
Yeah, Nancy. I can't remember the second name of it. But we need to keep on this topic, because they, today, as a recording, they've got a new beer I'll tell you about.
So, brilliant. Went there. And afterwards, a bit of live music, more pints in the system. And we all seemed to got quite emotional because it was like, I haven't like seen you all year kind of thing. And then they were going home, all got a bit teary. Another one of the lads was a bit teary.
Start crying and say goodbye when they got the train up to Newcastle.
Well, let's not forget, Ethan was talking only a couple of weeks ago about how he feels lonely and he doesn't get to see his mates anymore. So this was probably a big release, a big moment for you, wasn't it?
It was. And often with these kind of things, like the next day, whenever you like do, I don't know if you guys get this with like any big event or whatever, but I always look forward to any big social thing and I pick it up, do it, have a load of beer, feel great. Then the next day, obviously, because you're slightly hungover, your dopamine and adrenaline have plummeted because there's not much going on anymore. Yeah. I feel really like, oh, this is sad.
Yeah. Like, do you know what reality? I think is great for that? And you're still going to, you can never truly avoid it, but.
Cocaine.
No, not cocaine. Making the night last until breakfast or lunch.
Cocaine.
No.
What are you talking about?
I don't mean non-stop. So let's say you all have a big night out. Let's get a hotel. Come stay at mine.
What? Who's getting this hotel?
You and your mate, especially if you come from Newcastle. And then, okay. And then the next morning, 10 a.m. in the lobby, we'll all go out for a breakfast.
Nice.
Yeah.
You've got them again. You've got
that is
part
nice.
Of the hangover is together. Yeah. You're having a little, oh, let me try that. Oh, I should have got black pudding fucking. All that sort of stuff. And then you separate. You're not waking up hungover and alone. You wake up and you've got a little tickle more, like when I did the little barbecue for my mate, for my cousin, after we had the little night out. That barbecue just helps seal
that's
the deal.
Nice.
It's not with being lonely.
Make it
was a good night, though.
Yeah, it was really good. And the Sunday, like I said, was just recovering. I've never really had, like, I don't really get headaches when I'm hungover because I'm quite good. Before I go to bed, I always have a big pint of water on the side ready to go. I would say about a pint.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've got that on the side and I always make sure that I drink it. But like I said, 6 chicken wings all day isn't a lot on the stomach. Yeah. And it just didn't really serve any help. I was on the paracetamol and I never do that.
Really?
I should stay away from that stuff. Could give your kids autism.
To be fair, it's too late for you. Carry on. Big headache.
Can I ask, did you eat anything in the night?
In the night?
Yeah, did you not get a takeaway or out? Is that all you had? 6 wings for the entire day?
That was all I had all day.
Did you get any food last thing?
I just was pints away, man. It fills you up when you have quite a lot of beer in you as well. 7 beers isn't like, compared to like a McGrath or whatever, that's child's play, but for a little man like me.
No, that is a lot. I've seen you after 4.
Yeah. Who knows who he picked the fight on that night?
You were like 15 pints. Actually, Joe, I'm going to. Before we talk about your new pint thing, or do you want to do that first?
No,
I was
going
to expose you. All right, okay. So
expose you.
I don't know.
So this is a bit of a callback to maybe like this might be like 100 podcasts ago now.
Oh, shit.
But we were talking about.
You kept the receipts.
You did, yeah.
So
this is going to go.
We were exposing our Instagram For You page.
Oh my God. Let me get it.
No, you can't get it all.
You can.
Absolute disgrace. So it's just going to have to be blurred out, but I can show you two.
When we showed this, like a year or so ago.
You cannot believe what it looked like.
Yo, what were you?
Look at that!
Come on, then. What is it? Go on, Ethan. What you got to say?
Pass it here. That is absolutely.
What have you got to say?
Let me show you this, Ethan.
No, what have you got to say, Ethan? Because I think you're talking shit. Because it's the same points that we went over with last time. We all got our own personal Instagram For You pages up, and there wasn't a single one of these videos.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
And also, you've been complaining at me for not uploading the last 2 weeks, and it's been you.
Hang on. Can I just finish exposing you, please, whilst you get all defensive? Yeah.
So just for people, obviously, we're not going to show that because it's carnage. It is...
Just naked people.
It is...
Women.
Yeah,
naked
square
women.
Of 1, naked 2, 3, women. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 things on the homepage. Every single one of them is a woman wearing not enough...
And hang on, Joe, are you going to let me do my bit?
Go on, because we've done this before.
We have done this before.
And that's
and
why
it was boring then.
Let me finish my point, please. So I had a little scroll and, you know, the real bit of Instagram where you go down. So I rarely go on our Instagram. I post stuff, but I don't like scrolling or whatever. It doesn't interest me. And I had a little scroll the other day. I did a recording and the topical things that came up were women People with maybe some peculiar looks doing silly things.
Obvious physical and mental disabilities.
Yeah, farting videos.
Yeah, a lot of that.
And I think that's the key kind of trio, would say, that's occurred. Yeah. And we brought this up like a year or so ago, and we went through the whole thing. Who was responsible? Was it Smith? Was it McGrath? Was it me? And I was double bluffing. And then brilliantly,
all of course,
of course, because it's just what Instagram throw you away to try and keep your hooks.
My Instagram reel page does not look like that.
Neither does mine.
Mine just looks like mainly like football videos and stuff like that. Brilliantly. I was talking to Stephen Tries, my employer, and he was like, "Well, you'll remember Joe McGraw was the producer of the podcast before you were, Ethan." I was like, "Yes."
Yeah.
And I was brilliantly found out that he had a screen recording from about 3 years ago of when Joe posted all the clips on TikTok of the For You page on there, and it is exactly the same.
It's what they do. It's the default setting.
It's
Ethan.
Not the default
Stop
setting.
Being so thick.
It's not what Instagram is.
Yeah, because we aren't the default setting. They know personally what me and you like. That's why if you go on my own one, it is sausage roll recipes and how to cook rotisserie chicken and shoes. I'm not bothered about sending that.
Go on your reels.
Alcohol tourism. That's mine.
Go on your reels on the bottom right.
Reels. Michelin star chef. Joke TV. Comedian. Come with me. I mean, she has got... She's trying food.
Strike one, what next?
She's trying hats.
You just scroll past one.
Hats.
You just scroll past one.
I didn't go past one.
Yes, you did. Replay the footage.
It was something a bit mad, but I don't know what it was. So I just want to skip past it. But it's not
and
me.
And another thing I saw recently on our Instagram that keeps occurring is a fairly good-looking woman lying on the floor farting into a microphone. And I'm like, why would that keep coming up? It's you!
It's not me. Even the last people we followed on our Instagram account was Stephen Tries, the White Noise Podcast, and your girlfriend.
Right. That is interesting.
It is interesting.
But so, I don't scroll. No, but I post things. I don't scroll and things.
How do I know you don't scroll?
Okay, everyone calm down. Let's all present our cases. So here's a little background that I am aware of here, right? Recently, so we both listen to Ellis James and John Robbins.
Yes.
Podcast, don't we?
Yes.
Right. On that podcast recently, Ethan...
Yep.
They were discussing how they happened to have come across this woman who was doing farting videos on Instagram. So I Joe McGraw might have searched for her on
I definitely
the Sloppy
haven't
Joe's
searched
account.
For her. I definitely haven't searched
Just to
for
see
her.
What well, I've never seen her before. Until
I've never seen her before. I generally haven't. I'm not afraid. Why did Instagram show you sexy women? I'm going to put
sexy
in
sexy women across two different podcasts that you've produced over the last 5 years.
And is is it cookies and algorithm because your watch time is fixated on these things, or you might even search for them?
Of course don't search for them. If I was good at it, why wouldn't I do it on my own personal one instead of one that us three all share?
Because this is the perfect all alibi. That's identity. Your excuse.
I am sorry, but Ethan, you go on Instagram just as much as I do.
I don't.
So why is he getting away with it? Because the last three followers is his own girlfriend.
That's the thing. Let's open this up a little bit. It could well be Ethan. It could be me, obviously. Ethan, you've brought this case to us. You could be ringing the police someone's murdered my wife. And let's be honest, you've murdered your own wife.
It could be a double bluff, but I bring to you the recent evidence from Stephen Tries.
No, his recent evidence is 3 years ago.
Well, exactly.
Instagram shows posts with sexy women because of its algorithm. It prioritizes content featuring the scantily clad individuals, which can become more engaging, thus make it likely to be pushed into the news feed.
I get that.
I don't go on our Instagram.
How do you explain not just the sexy women, but this obsession with sort of not silly, I don't want to say that, but kind of like interesting looking people bizarre videos.
Why would I
love that?
The absurd. You love.
I don't love that.
You love farts.
I don't love that.
You love silliness.
I don't like farts. Right. So what about?
That's a lie.
What about our TikTok? What about our TikTok? Do I go on our TikTok a lot? So would I expect to see naked women on our TikTok?
I don't.
Michael Barrymore was the first one that came up.
That's me. I've been picking up Michael Barrymore.
Oh, so he's all right to take credit for that, is he?
Yeah. Well, he is doing.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking credit for the naked room because it's not me.
Interesting. It's very interesting. All this.
You talk so much shy.
I was talking about
Instagram. Something? Was Stephen Tries' evidence TikTok based?
Yes.
Well, then his whole argument's come crashing down.
Well, why? Mine's Instagram based for you and Sloppy
Joe's account.
It's
completely different social media platforms.
But you can use both,
and if you go on TikTok, which is the podcast account I run, it's Michael Barrymore and Food Review Club. Do you want to take any credit?
I'll take credit for Michael Barrymore. I don't like
well,
Food Review Club.
I say what, the information is out there. Let us know in the comments, who do you think has got us this absolutely wild algorithm?
Or is it just what Instagram has thrown our way? And that you all want to point fingers at people?
All 13 people on our For You page.
Go on, what about your For You page up? What is it?
There we go. Don't know what it is.
It's just the fact that we don't go on it much and so they want to keep us active
food,
on it.
Picture of Donnarumma, a plushie being washed, a lot of food, football, that kind of thing. It's classic Joe stuff, really. Anyway, let's let the comments decide.
But why are we doing this again?
Because there's been new evidence come to light. It's called a retrial.
On a completely different social media
thing. That you were in charge of.
I didn't go on its algorithm.
Imagine, Joe, they keep there's a farm, right? And you're a farmer, right?
Yeah.
And they keep finding condoms up the arses of pigs.
What are you talking
that
about?
You look after.
What are you talking about?
And then all of a
about?
Sudden it comes out a few years ago in another farm that you got transferred from, we found a couple of Durex knocking around again.
Not the same.
No, it's not the same.
Not the same.
You would have to have a reshot.
Not the same.
Anyway.
Not the same.
I want to talk about something else then. Should we move on? Let me in the comments who has absolutely murdered our Instagram algorithm because it is diabolical.
All right, do you know what? I'm on an Instagram post ban. I'm not going on it.
Right, here we go.
Oh, what? Oh, great excuse.
Done.
Are you on an audio upload ban as well?
Keep your fucking complaining. I'll just stay on TikTok. So if the TikTok algorithm changes, then you'll know it's definitely me.
Let us know whether you think Joe refusing to do any work is the way to fix any of this. Perfect.
And the only reason we can't blame you because you do fuck all on social media.
That's a great point. Much like you. So,
which one is it then? Do I not upload or do I upload? You talk shit. The recent activities all been by Ethan. He's brought it up for a bit of fun. He's followed his girlfriend on there. White Noise Podcast. Stephen Tries. We don't bat an eyelid at that.
Yeah, do we? That makes sense though, doesn't it?
So he's been on our Instagram the last week?
No, of course he has.
I don't scroll on our reels.
I don't.
Anyway.
Have we liked anything off there?
We see you getting
have we?
Shifty. I can see you getting a little bit heated. Let's move on. I want to talk about something else.
Tell me.
American food must be stopped.
Why?
Some of the ingredients that are for sale in American shops are a disgrace. Because
have you been to America? What?
So on my reels, because occasionally I look for like meal prep or like nice recipes or whatever on YouTube. So then a lot of my reels are like, I'm going to make double chicken portobello pulled pork masterpiece.
Have you been searching for breast recipes? Because it would make sense.
No.
Or thighs. There's a lot of thighs on there as well. We don't even talk about the thighs.
Rump. No. So it was this bloke. There's this really jacked bloke. And he's like, here's how to meal prep these barbecue chicken and bacon wraps. Okay? And you think, great. And then he puts the macros up, as they say. And it's like 50 grams of protein. Like barely any carbs. Barely any this. And you're like, how is this possible? Like 400 calories for 50 grams of protein. This is insane. And then you look at some of the recipes. First of all, and we've said this before, this obsession with garlic powder, onion powder, paprika.
What's wrong with flavours?
There's nothing wrong with flavours, but it's always those same flavours. And let's be honest, garlic and onion are the two easiest things to have fresh. Having a fake, worst-tasting version isn't like this revolutionary seasoning flavour that everyone thinks. Just put the real thing in. It tastes fresh, it tastes nice, better.
What are we talking about?
Right.
I'd rather go back to talk about breasts.
So that's one thing. The next thing, honestly, Joe, some of these ingredients, zero sugar barbecue sauce.
Oh.
With like 60 ingredients on the
barbecue sauce was sugar.
Exactly.
Fuck, what's
beef bacon. What? So it's lower calories than normal bacon.
I'd love to try it.
Yeah. Zero fat yogurt. And then these things called extreme wellness wraps, which have got like 25 grams of protein in. They've got like 30 ingredients on the back. The amount of terrible things in there. So and then it's like a whole bag of zero fat cheese. Cheese is fat. Barbecue sauce.
What is it
sugar.
Made out of then?
That's what I mean. I don't even know. They're eating foods that should never have existed. Zero fat cheese. So what is that? Cheese is like 60% fat.
Are they using chicken?
I don't know what it is. And you think like, yes, you've made these meals, but first of all, it's just going to taste like sweeteners and it'll be horrible. But also, how quick do you want to die? Have another 150 calories, make it normally, and live a little bit longer. Extreme wellness wraps. Mm. And they're these high-protein wraps with just full of shit. You think, well, you can't even buy half of this stuff in England. Have you ever seen zero fat cheese in England?
No, I've never seen it. But so what? Do you think it tastes nice?
I think it would taste horrible. I think the whole thing would taste awful. It's just going to taste... So then it's like fake meat, fake cheese, fake dairy, fake wraps, topped off with fake seasoning. You're literally just eating an absolute processed bag of shit.
I watched the Mediterranean guy. Have you seen the Mediterranean guy on the Mediterranean
Diet
guy?
No, he's just making pasta pomodoro.
No. He like drinks virgin olive oil. But on like four sips a day.
He's having four sips of it a day?
Yeah, three green teas, and he drinks fresh fruit and Greek yogurt for... eats fresh fruit and Greek yogurt for breakfast, and then he'll have a nice salad, and then he'll always have either a glass of grape juice or wine. He says wine's good for you.
Really?
A little glass of red wine at the end of the evening, three times a day. No! Not a day, a week.
That's classic stuff, isn't it? See, that's where you should be. That's why those people live into their 80s. No, not you. One, generally. You, generally. See, that's what we should be eating. Fresh, proper.
Yeah.
Not zero fat cheese.
Apparently you can eat too much salmon, though. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, apparently you can go off in a metal detector if you eat too much salmon. It's got so much, like...
Mercury.
It's
just too much to bear.
Yeah. You could become a security risk.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, mad, isn't it?
How much salmon do you have to eat? It must be a full salmon.
Must be a full salmon just to go off in the middle of the day.
Should we try and do that one day?
We should do the salmon experiment.
The salmon challenge.
Did you hear about his garlic experiment that he was going to do? Did you hear about it?
No, but I think we might have to talk about that next week.
Sipping garlic cloves whole at 8 in 4 hours.
Did you quit?
No, but what we could do on the pod is he could do that and I could eat a full salmon and then I could go through a metal detector.
And then you kiss and I can eat.
Right, then, that's all we've got time for. So it's exciting. Sloppy Joe's 3.0 now, because we've done 2.0. Yeah. It's on the way in October. And yes, we have filmed a very special Come Down Me, which is, I had a great night.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
Very funny.
There was some dark moments as well. Check out the link to the Patreon in the description. If you're already a patron, like I said, plenty more coming your way. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Thank you, Ethan.
Oh, yes. See you later.
Bye. Wave again.
I am waving.